Triple M's Rush Hour podcast for Motorsport Wheels and Tyres, Australia's largest range of wheel and tyres at two great locations, Mount Derrimut Road, Derrimut, and South Gippsland Highway, Dandenong South, or online at mswt.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I ran out of decibel.
No. Put moron number two on the phone.
What a fool's head.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
On Friday, we always feel good. And I'll tell you what you get when you listen to the Rush Hour. Bill, stars.
Yep.
A-listers. Big
Who
names. Magic Door.
Oh,
in
fantastic.
For tomorrow night, by the way, the Kangaroos must win game against the Western Bulldogs. Madge comes in, loves seeing that. Mitch Robinson, very good player, plays for the Brisbane Lions, formerly of the Blues.
Here?
Mitch is in. And Rusty, very soon, he of scared, weird little guy's fame. I don't know what I'm seeing here at the other end of the column. It says North Melbourne song, so it'll be a positive one. It'll be one of those nice ones where he highlights all the great stuff.
No, Jim, it's payback time. A lot of good feedback about the Geelong side, and stand by, my friend.
All I'll say is this. Rusty about to come in. I'm already in here with Leroy.
Yeah.
We're in the Richard Marsland studio, South Melbourne style, and you, fat boy, are up in Sydney.
One, two, testy. Yes, we're on air. Oh, no. And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, world. Bill Brownless here from the SCG, the Gabba, the Wacker. It doesn't really matter this summer because I'm up here, Jim. It's 19 degrees.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Looking forward to a good game tonight. Very, very good game, this one, Jim.
You're saying hello to Leroy?
G'day, listeners. G'day, Leroy.
G'day, Bill. You got some fond memories of SCG?
The only one there. And Billy won't be in a great hurry, I wouldn't imagine. Swings it wide. It's a shocking kick.
Get stuff, Sandy. Bloody Sandy Roberts.
That was when you tried to go across ground, Bill, and coughed it up and goal resulted.
That's when I was playing at centre back and nearly won the Brownlow that year, Jim.
Shocking kick.
Shocking kick. But I tell you, I love the Sydney. But you love the papers up here, Jim. Have they taken the loss in the second state of origin? Well, Jim. Front page, I'm reading here, what's it called, the Daily Telegraph?
Mm.
11 ways refs rob the Blues.
Oh, no.
And then I go to the back page, toxic mock, they're not happy with it.
Right.
And then it's in a couple, it's your refing kidding.
Oh, no.
Oh, they've gone savage on the refs, the New South Wales boys.
Now, Bill, my understanding is you're in a cafe up there, and what happened? Who drifted past you? A man wearing...
Oh, no, not Sarah.
No.
No, oh, no. No, I was sitting in this cafe, Jim,
yes.
And it's kind of where the NRL is, the New South Wales cricket team is.
Yes, I know exactly where you are.
And it's right here at the
SCG. Within the SCG precinct, yep.
And it's a club.
Yes.
And you won't believe this. I'm having a coffee and I had a nice little muffin, blueberry.
Thank you, Bill.
I had three, actually. Yeah. Good, Jim. And I'm sitting there having my third, and this bloke walks past with just the lolly bags on, Jim.
Budgie smugglers,
and his guts hanging out.
Oh.
And honestly, he's a metre from me because this joint's a club. So there's a swimming pool, and they play squash and all that. Jim, I'm standing there. I couldn't finish me muffin. I could see the bloody plums, Jim.
Oh, come on, Bill.
And then a lady walked past. She was older. She had the bikini on. She'd just been for a swim. I'm going, what is this joint? It's strange, Jim.
Well, you wouldn't see that in the middle of June in Melbourne, that's for sure. Now, I'll tell you some big news. Gary Ablett's out.
So now Gary Ablett was going to play his 300th game.
Yes.
They had the jumper, Jim. They had the Gazza 300.
That's it.
And he's hurt his calf, unfortunately. Now, that is a big, big out. That is a huge out.
It is.
But I'll give you another one.
Go on.
Oh, Geelong taking on Freo on Sunday down at Simmons Stadium. Nat Fyfe is out.
Yes.
Now, he's got a bruised sternum, Jim. They are very, very painful.
Mm.
And as you said, you actually said this, Jim, that he's been playing with a sore stomach or sore chest.
Yeah, sore chest. I was quoting Kim Hagdorn, a very good journalist out of the West, who wrote that, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And it didn't surprise any of us, Bill, because he was under his normal productivity, the great Nat Fyfe. So we gathered something was wrong, but he's going to miss, and that's big for your boys.
Oh, that's huge. That is huge.
What about last night, by the way?
Well, now, Jim, we had a Stone and Brownless function.
Yeah, well, I was at a dinner too, so I didn't see it.
Oh,
but
I missed it.
That is amazing. Second time they've been beaten at home, first by Melbourne and now by Hawthorn, who are well outside the eight. They will be very disappointed with that.
Well, the last time the Hawks went there, of course, Jim, they had 3 points at half time.
Yes.
And I think they kicked the goal in the first 2 minutes, so they already beat their scored a half-time in the first 2 minutes. But that is great. Burgoyne, well done to him.
Yep.
Henderson must have been good.
Hodge, very good.
And that Ryan Burton, he is a bloody star. He's from Adelaide, of course, but he is a very, very good young player.
So this is a weird season, Bill. These games like that are just going to keep getting thrown up, and I love it. You'd never know when you go to the footy or you're watching on telly, listening on Triple M, of course, you just never know who's going to step up and win on any given weekend. It's brilliant.
You know who I'm looking forward to tonight?
Yep.
And who knows who will win tonight,
yes,
by the
exactly
way?
Exactly right.
It's Buddy v. Joe Danaher.
Oh, yes.
Because Joe Danaher in some unbelievable touch, of course, and we all love the way Buddy goes about it. And it's going to be a beautiful night here for footy. You'll hear it on Triple M.
You will. Hey, speaking of people that can sing, Rusty's come in, scared, weird little guy, superstar.
Good afternoon, all.
Now, Rusty.
Yeah.
Last week's song was brilliant about
Thank
Geelong.
Yes.
You highlighted a lot of what's poxy about that joint.
people have loved it down there, too. I've had a lot of people stop
No
me.
Doubt yeah, about it. But I see here, Rusty, suburban song, and then I see North Melbourne. Now, surely you could have found nothing negative about that magnificent part of the world.
Well, you know, Bill gave me a lot of info.
Did he?
About yourself and, you know, the suburb.
Right.
And there. But we just, before we get into that, can we talk about suburban songs
and
give it the good plug? Because what you have to do is you have to write your own song and send it in, and then I'm going to do it. That's how it's going to work, right?
Nice.
You write the song, listener.
Yep.
Listen out there. Give you.
So
give
if you're
an
from Warrandyte or somewhere, you
do
just
it.
Write. You think I'd like a song about Warrandyte to How Bizarre? Well, we just heard
exactly that.
Write the lyrics and send them to you.
Warrandyte, something like that. See, it writes itself.
Yep.
Or
yeah.
you can have a bit of fun with another suburb that you want to maybe take the piss out of a bit or something like that. I'll give you an example, like just something like this. Well, I was talking to a guy on the west side of town. He looked me up and then he punched me down in Altona. A-L-T-O-N-A, Altona. I walked up to a girl and I asked her to dance. She had white fringe boots and acid wash pants in Altona. Very trendy in Altona. We got married in Altona.
Love it.
Have fun with it.
Yep.
Maybe pick on a suburb.
That's it. TripleM.com.au, Leroy, is how people get stuck in.
Choose a suburb, pick a song, write your lyrics, all at TripleM.com.au.
Okay.
I love it. Now it's payback time, Jimmy boy.
Okay.
It's payback time. And I know this song will be something like, Jim's a flog, Jim's a flog,
shut up,
Jim's
Bill.
A flog.
More of a better, this is the history of JB.
Come on, here we go.
A bit of backstory in here.
Here we go.
Right.
Well, he came from Western Australia.
Yes.
He was a Shield cricket beast. He played for WA and SA too. Then he kept on heading east. And now he's a North Melbourne man.
That's it, Bill.
Like it.
Well, JB's all about North Melbourne. And though he doesn't actually live there, he's often seen on Errol Street on his way to use the Arden Street gym. Because he's a North Melbourne man. Oh, the Kangaroos were in trouble. The AFL wanted them to go north. But JB said, no, we're already called North and we don't want to be North. North Melbourne, wouldn't make sense. But footy is full of supportive friends. Just ask Caroline Wilson.
That's low.
She's not a North Melbourne fan. Well, then he got a job on the footy show. He replaced Eddie Maguire. And he did quite well there for 11 years. Then he was replaced by Hutchie. North Melbourne's a great part of our city. From the Housing Commission flats to Bowen's Hardware, they've got the Comics Lounge and the Queen Vic Market and those giant yellow French fry things over the Tuller. Oh, we're all North Melbourne fans.
Yeah! I like Like it, Bill.
Well, a couple of things, Rusty.
Okay, what do I think about?
Shield cricket beast.
Yes.
Bill, he's never been called a beast.
To rhyme with East.
He knows what he is. He knows it when he sees it, Bill. Don't worry about that for a second.
And you don't live there, Jim. You only have to go there because you're president. That's right.
Bill, that's it.
And Footy Show replaced by Hutchie.
Bill, we heard the song.
Bill, don't sing.
Speaking of not singing, I love that, Rusty, by the way. Very, very good.
Thanks.
Well
suburban
done,
song. And I want you to cast your very, very expert ears across.
Oh, no.
Speaking of trying to sing, this is from earlier in the week. This is the Fat and Skinny Ad Agency, and we'll just have a listen.
Learn how to drive right now, baby, right now. Not like a selfish ass, 10k's lower than the speed limit. I'll teach you parallel parking right now. And how to dodge speed cameras on obviously parked SUVs.
Yeah. Make it stop. Well done, guys.
What are you, honest, when you hear that, Rust, what do you think to yourself?
My ears are hurting. It's now my brain's starting to come
out. It's terrible.
We'll go do some workshop, maybe. Some songs.
Have a listen to this bit.
Please. No, I've kind of heard enough, actually. But thanks.
Hey, great to see you, Rusty. We look forward to the suburban songs. Get them in to triplem.com.au as quick as you can.
Punched out towards his teammate Lester. Got it to Mitch Robinson. Step for goal is home.
We're about to speak to the star of the Brisbane Lions, Mitch Robinson. Sadly, he's going to miss a fair bit of footy, but we're going to find out why and what he's been up to. Before we do, though, Bill.
Yes.
When you went up to Sydney, it's my understanding it was economy class Brownless. And I want to know why that continues to happen. Why doesn't our man fly business?
Well, Jim, I just get... wherever I get my ticket, I sit there. I don't carry on like a fool's head
Shut up, Bill. What we're doing social media style, and how do you get involved in that, Leroy?
Yep, Twitter and Facebook. Would love your feedback at Triple M Rush Hour.
The question we're asking is, why is it always economy class Brownless?
Jim,
give us a response to why every time Bill flies, it's economy class Brownless. And the best response we get will win a fantastic prize. What is it, please, Leroy?
The very popular tradie underwear ultimate toolbox tradie pack up for grabs. So get in touch with us.
Very nice.
I tell you what, Jim.
Yes.
Has its delights or whatever the wording is.
Why?
Well, just doing some of my best work.
I know you wouldn't have been. You wouldn't have been.
She wanted me number and things. Wants to catch up.
Wouldn't absolutely not have happened.
Wants to catch up here in Sydney, Jim.
Shut up, Bill. Mitch Robinson's come in here, of course. Former star of the Blues, now a star of the Brisbane Lions. Hello, Mitchy boy.
Yeah, don't worry. I flew economy down here too, so I understand where he's coming from.
Well, that's different because you're a bloody star and you should be in business class, especially with a massive moon boot. What's going on?
Yeah, so round seven, just fractured a couple of bones in the second med. So unfortunately, it was attached to the Liz Frank, and that's a pretty bad injury. But I just put a couple of pins in there, and she's healing.
Talking about the top of your foot.
Yeah, top and the bottom. So Liz Frank is an important tendon, and the bone came off with that. So we tried to let it heal by itself for 3 weeks in a moon boot, and that didn't happen. So we thought... better just get surgery and get it done.
And it got caught underneath you in a tackle.
I got tackled from behind and slid down, and the guy's knee just twisted my foot. So I was actually pretty lucky; it wasn't an ankle snap or anything. So I think all that work in the gym's doing me some favors.
Hey, all over it, Jim. The second med, Liz Frank. What's he talking about? His head or whatever?
I don't know. I just get told these words and I just regurgitate it. So
I thought he was tough, Bill. Well, he's one of the toughest players in the comp.
Well, I know. I think he's one of the maddest.
What happened? You thought?
How would you describe yourself, Mitch?
Yeah, it's all fake. That's just on the field. I'm a father now, so I'll just keep busy doing that stuff. So, cross the white line, I might get a bit excited, but other than that, I'm pretty lame.
But you are a bit rugby league, Bill. Just go smashing in and lead with your head, and you don't have a lot of regard for your own safety.
Yeah, I've been playing that game for about 9 years now. I think it's catching up with me, but actually being in Brisbane, I've been watching a bit of rugby. I think I could have a crack at that.
Yeah. Well, you are built like, where would you play?
20 more kilos. I think I play...
Cooper Cronk sort of
5'8"? Yeah, I play the wing probably centre. I think it's called centre, like just inside the wing.
Right.
They're not the big blokes. They're just the...
Did you enjoy Origin the other night?
Yeah, I went to the State of Origin, the first one. They got pumped, so it was good to see them level it out, but I'm not too sure how they'll go next week or next week.
Also a best and fairest, Jim. He won it, of course, with Dane Beams, with Zorko, with Bastanek, with Steph Martin, with Tala, with Gardner, with Andrews, and I think, and with Cutler. So they all shared it, Jim. But hey, I want to ask you about Dane Zorko because I love him. I've been watching. Oh well, I know we all know him, but if he played for a Melbourne side, he would be a superstar. Is that right, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm a massive advocate for him. He plays very good week in, week out in a team that. Yeah, we are struggling. So he's one of our leaders, and he steps up every week. He's averaging mid 20s, kicking a couple of goals a game. And I was saying that if he wasn't Melbourne, he'd be one of the paper boys, I reckon. So,
but it's also a role his that is maybe the hardest to play in a team that isn't dominating.
Because he's
forward of the ball, and then the magic he produces when he gets his hands on it. It's very hard to play that role when the footy's often gone the other way.
Yeah, it's hard. He plays that half forward wing midfield role. So. He's got to do a lot of running, but when he gets the ball, we try and give it to him as much as we can because he does some freakish stuff with it.
And you've got a couple of kids there that are very, very impressive. We all starting to love Harris Andrews, of course. Mm. And the young boy, Eric.
Eka.
Eric Hipwood. Eel. Yeah. They call him the Eel.
Eel, that's right.
Well, yeah. Because his arms are so thin.
I think he's lost weight since he got to the club. He's that skinny. But I give him a couple of years and he'll be really good. I've heard everyone call him, he looks like Buddy Franklin, the way he moves and stuff. But we're legitimately excited by him. The way he crashes the packs, he might not rack up a ton of possessions and stuff, but he crashes the pack with his skinny knees and they do some damage.
Plus, also, I saw on the week just gone, took it about outside 50 and then just beautifully sidestepped and on the left from downtown. I mean, that takes real talent.
Yeah, and also FaZe gives him the permission to try that stuff. He's second-guessing himself a little bit early on the season, and FaZe said, look, we know what you can produce, so just go out and play a game. So to see that happen in game and we know what he's capable of, it's good to see him putting it through the big sticks.
And you've signed up a few boys up there, and it must have been great to see Josh Shackey sign up because, to be honest, we all thought he was coming back to Victoria, mate.
Yeah, that was a weird one. I saw a lot of that in the paper. I don't know how much was actually factual, but we knew that Shacky was happy at the club and he just needed some time off just to, sort it all out. And he came back and said he wanted to sign for a couple more years, which has been good because Harris Andrews signed up for 4 more years. Yeah. Jared Berry, we just drafted him and he's going to be a gun. He's signed up for a couple of years. So we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's just going to be a bit of a process and, it'll take time, but everyone's buying into the message, I guess.
Oh, it's brilliant. Let's take a break. Mitch Robinson's our special guest in the Rush Hour. More after this. Mitch Robinson's in here, Bill. A man who reminds me of myself when I used to play football.
Oh, Jim, you were nothing like this.
Ferocious at the ball and other players intimidated.
He was a beast.
And he puts his head over the ball.
Great
to see a first gamer tomorrow playing for you from the Geelong Falcons. Mickey Turner's produced another one. Well done to you, Mick. Alex Witherden, very good young boy.
What's his name, Bill?
Alex Witherden.
Oh!
You got it the second time, maybe.
It's hard to say, Mitch.
Witherden.
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 It's not that hard, is it?
Nah.
But a good young boy and a good Geelong College boy too, Jimmy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, he's very skillful. His efficiency, I've been talking a little bit of him. I live with me the first couple of weeks up there. He's sleeping on my son's floor, actually. We're trying to find a bed for him. But his efficiency with the ball in hand is really good. It's around 80%. He gets around 20 touches a game. So he's a half-backer, runs well. He runs very well, so I'm excited to see how he goes.
I tell you who I love who plays for you is Steph Martin. He sets the tone, I reckon, for you blokes. He's a big body, obviously, but he just jumps in. He's not the most talented footballer playing the game, but he's got an intent that I reckon you all enjoy.
Yeah, he's good. Obviously, you nailed it on the head. He's a big boy. He's got probably the best rig in the AFL. Good-looking fella too, so I'll throw that there. But on field, he has something different to the other ruckman. He can run all day as well, so he's not your genuine tall, dangly ruckman. He's pretty built like a brick, So he's been playing well again. So he's 30-odd years old. Mm. So he's getting better with age. He was a late bloomer, came from basketball, so he's going well.
Hey, will McStay stay?
No.
Surely McStay will stay. I think so. He's playing. That was a bad call by you, but
that's terrible.
I couldn't let that go. That's bad. No, he's going well up there. He's playing most games. He had surgery recently on his hand, so he's back from that. He's just getting some consistency back, Bill.
Righto, Mitch. Now you've been with your partner Emma for 7 years. You got 2 kids to your partner Emma.
Yep.
And you're not married. Living in sin.
Engaged. Come on.
That's not married, Mitchy boy. When are you going to do the right thing by her?
Yeah, we're tying the knot next year, so we're actually doing it in Tassie. Country desert in WA, so it's kind of hard to fly everyone up there. It's pretty expensive these days, especially when you're on a low wage.
What part of WA?
She's from Kununurra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
up north.
just
do
up north.
Do you want me to
yeah.
say that, Jim?
Yeah. No, I don't, Bill. I actually don't. No, thanks.
Canara.
So, hey, and you're a Hobart boy, so
yeah,
you're
Hobart
all going
boy.
Down there.
Yeah, so it's beautiful down there in the winter.
Magnificent.
Hey,
beautiful.
Jim, how good's that? An overseas wedding. That That's is fantastic. Hey, now, you are a good Hobart boy, of course. Yeah. Where do you sit with the Tasmanian? Should they have their own team in the AFL, or what are you thinking now, what we're hearing with North Melbourne or Hawthorn and things like that down there?
Yeah, I think at the moment it's going all right with the two teams playing down there. As it's been touched on before, there is a North versus South rivalry. So as I've played VFL when I was younger there was obviously that going on. So if we can kind of, I think, if we can kind of wash that away and we can get our own team down there, that'd be the best for us instead of trying to get a team from who's already established in the AFL.
Would you go straight down there and you'd play for Tassie?
100%.
You would?
Yep. I'd love to finish my career as a Tassie team, but I don't see that happening. And if Brisbane are listening, I'd love to extend my contract up there. But
when is that up? This year?
Next year.
Next year. Yep. Tell us about the facilities, because the Gabba was probably really good back in the Lions' three premiership days, but it's nowhere near good enough now. What are you moving? If so, when?
Yeah, we're looking at establishing a new facility out Springfield, which is about half an hour from the CBD. So it's not too bad. It's going to be. We need one because we've got the AFL Women's who's playing well. We've got the Academy who's growing every year. So we need a new facility, that's for sure. We just got a refurbishment done down there, which looks great. But as I said, you know, the first year has come up and they talk to their mates who's got drafted probably to Essendon or somewhere and they've got the
Geelong.
Hangar, whatnot, all those. Yeah, Geelong with their new facility.
Geelong.
So it gets around, it does. But I think the end of 2018, we'll start building. So by hopefully 2019.
Tell us about Chris Fagan. What sort of a man's he?
Love him. Tassie boy. He's a teacher by trade. So he really communicates well with the young group we have. Obviously youngest in the AFL and that's what we needed to steady the ship. Has a great message. You know, he's got the Hawthorn experience and also we have David Noble from Adelaide who's been really good in setting the standards for, you know, off-field and the way we go about our footy.
Mark Evans, so you're now starting to get some really good people around the place.
Yeah, it's good. We're starting to build a culture, with Beams in captaincy as well, and we've got a strong leadership group. We've got some young players in there, so we're trying to build a way. Hopefully we win a couple more games towards the end of the year and we can probably get some bait for some players to come up here.
Oh, nice. Jonathan Brown get down there?
No, he's too busy. He's in Melbourne making big bucks.
Actually, he's bought in Melbourne now. He's actually given you guys away. So
has he got a farm? He's got a farm.
Yeah, farm out the back.
Yeah,
Gold
farm.
Coast hinterland.
Yes.
That's it, Jim.
With a massive, great, big, bloody snake that eats all the rats.
In the shed.
He went and got it, and he took it in his car an hour away because he was worried that it was going to eat his baby. This is true.
Yeah.
And so he took the snake. He's a madman, Brownie. He took it an hour away and then dropped it out in the jungle so that it went. This is a huge, great big python. Anyway, the shed then got inundated with rats. Yeah. So they
went and grabbed it and put it back.
Well, no, then another one came in because they're very territorial, he reckons. Okay, and now that the other one's come in, he and Kyle's both decided to leave it there because it was doing a good job cleaning the barn out of the rats.
Oh, the baby's grown up now, so they'll probably play with it, I guess.
But and people stay in the barn,
that's
but
it.
He doesn't tell them there's a snake there.
Oh, we're talking about the one up.
Coils up in the roof.
Yeah, it's
huge.
Yeah.
Like it's as bloody fat as fatter than your arm, Bill.
Yeah, they're harmless.
It's fat as Mad Jack's arm.
No. But, come on, listen to this man, will you please?
Where is Mad Jack? Is he coming?
He's coming in next hour. We're going to see Big Madge. Geez. Hey, Mitch, good luck with everything, mate. So, when for Brisbane
season
fans?
Done? Season done. I'll be ready to go by. I'm running in starting off season, so big pre-season in 2018. We'll be shooting up the ladder.
One more game, Jim, and he's got his 150th.
Yeah,
that's
a bloody
good effort.
I was a bit flat with that. But
hey, the Blues, before he let you go, they're not tracking too badly, starting to piece some winning together and looking good.
Yeah, I've been paying a bit of attention to, you know, some of the players I still watch there. It's a big game on Sunday versus Richmond. If they win that, I think they can, you know, sit outside the eight there, which would be good for them. They've come a long way in the last few years. Good to see some success down the Blue Baggers.
And they've got a good coach, Mitch.
Yeah, they do.
Now.
Who, me or them?
No, Carlton have.
Yeah, Bolton. He's another Tassie boy. I'll just throw that out there. He's ex-Hawthorn again, so he's great.
Yeah. Bill, listen to Bill. He thinks when he goes to Sydney, he can carry on like an absolute tool, like a proper fool's head.
A fool's head.
Mitch, great seeing you, mate. Good luck with everything.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Old economy class Brownless.
No, fair dinkum. Jim, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing in Triple M social media is we're asking why it's economy class Brownless. And Bill, I've just been handed about five pages.
Well,
so we're going to get to that next.
Yeah, but also, Jim, I've got some more breaking news.
Well, go on, give it to us.
Oh, breaking news, Brownless.
Oh, come on then.
Well, we told you Gary Ablett's out.
Yes.
And this was his 300th game. He's out. Nat Pfeiffer's out against the Cats on Sunday.
Yes.
That is a big one. And another big one,
well,
Jim.
Go on.
Josh Kelly from the Giants is also out this weekend.
Jeez, they've got some injuries, the Giants.
They have indeed. So he is out, and I don't mind the Lions, actually. About $5.30. Up there at the Gabba, they play better footy up there, Jim.
Oh, nice, Bill. Mm. Hey, this is a fascinating game for me tonight. I know Carl Hooker's a big out for Essendon after playing his best game as a forward for the club last week, but I love the way they and Melbourne, Bill, are just starting to build something. I don't know what it is. You look at their list and you think, well, is that a premiership list? Is that a top four list? Well, probably no, it isn't. But they've just got a bit of X factor about them.
No, they have. No doubt about that. And they're quick. They're very, very quick. And we love that.
Yep.
But speaking about building something, I reckon Sydney are too. What have they won? Five of their last six?
Five of their last six, including, of course, come from behind win against Richmond, where they played brilliantly on the weekend, especially for the last sort of two and a half quarters.
Well, it says on ballers, isn't it? Parker, Hanbury, Kennedy, of course, leading beautifully. Isaac Heaney's back.
He was
back.
brilliant last week, Isaac Heaney.
Well, he's over that, what do you have, the sickness?
Injury.
No, he had sickness. what do you call it when you get...
I don't know, Bill, fatigue or whatever the hell it
Glandular
was.
Glandular fever, you idiot.
He played very well last week, but Bud, Bill. The Bud's the man.
Oh, the Bud.
And he is about to tear one anew.
Well, Hartley will probably go to him, maybe. Who knows? He's been okay down there. He likes to take the big men.
And Hurley. Who? The big men.
The big men, Jim.
The big men.
Oh, Hurley,
is that like Superman?
Superman. But I'm looking forward to Joe Danaher. He's my man, Jimmy. He is my man. I think you'll get over the rampy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what he's doing too is the Noble Boy beer with Ben Stratton and Bill. My mail is it's starting to head into Rubbities everywhere.
People
are asking for it off the wood, left, right, and centre. And it's about to go into Cairns.
Not at the Cremorne, my friend.
Not at the Cremorne. Well, Bill, it's in
Carlton
Fitzroy.
Draft.
It's in Carlton and Fitzroy. It's in the hip joints.
I saw you fly.
Oh, don't worry. I was there too. In the middle of all the good stuff I was.
You had a leather jacket
nice,
on.
I did too.
Beating him, you're a flog.
Bill,
why would you do that?
Well, that's because that's what people wear in 2017. Just because you've never owned anything that's cost you more than $8.
Well, I've never paid for a lot.
Exactly right. All right, we need to get to a break because I tell you what, I'm looking at this Bible of feedback for economy class Brownless.
Where's Mad Jack?
He's coming in next, don't worry. He's ready for you.
I got some little good stuff on him too later on, Jim.
Have you, Jack?
I might start a segment called Is This True?
Oh, right. Have a listen to
it. You want an opener? I'll throw to it.
No, Leroy, you just press the right buttons.
Talking about economy class Brownless because he's headed up there to Sydney and just has to keep walking a fair way down the back of the plane. So we asked on social media why it is economy class Brownless.
I tell you what, Jim, on the way over to this lady was getting into her husband. All I could hear was, Brian, that is not your seat, Brian. Brian. Oh, mate, she went on. Jeez, that's funny.
I love it. Well, when I ask a question, Bill, normally I got a half a feeling for the responses.
Yes, you have.
This one might have turned the wrong way.
Oh.
Well, I'm reading a few of them here, like Julie Carter, for instance. Mm. Why is Bill economy class Brownless? Because Jim's head takes up too much of business class.
Julie.
Or Paul Sarong. Unlike other members of the rush hour, we know Billy is a man of the people. Hence, he travels in economy with the public.
Man of the people. Very good.
Shut up. Jody Fitzgerald, because he's a man of the people, doesn't let all the fame get to his head.
Exactly, Jim.
Andrew, Billy's a man of the people, no stiff flog like Jim. Timmy McGrath. I don't know if it's the Tim McGrath. Ooh, anyway, Timmy McGrath. He's not on the Jay Brayshaw payroll. Anyway, they can all get stuffed.
Sucked in, Jim.
Number two, I've had to search a bit harder than I'd like to for the winner. Number two is Michael. Too heavy. He needs to be over the wings. Yes. But the winner. What do they win, please, Leroy?
The Tradie Underwear Ultimate Toolbox Tradie Bag.
All right, is Matt Hillman at Matt Hillman 22. He flies economy because there's so much machinery in the cockpit, they need fat at the back to balance it out.
That's more
what I was looking for.
No, Jim, the man of the people. I tell you what, I'm a layman, Jim.
No. You're not a layman.
I'm layman.
Yeah, I don't know what you are. But anyway, Matty Hillman, you are the winner. And what does he win? He wins the beautiful tradie pack. So enjoy that. Thanks for everyone's feedback. I tell you, we got a big second hour. Oh, topics. We've got topics. And then after that, Magic Door.
He's here.
Oh, have a look at the magic. Oh, jeez, he reminds me of myself. Chiseled and massive.
What are you looking at?
What?
Magic.
The lot. He's coming up shortly. Oh, we feel very good. Magic Door not far away. A little bit of topics. I'm just wondering if it's Brayshaw or Brownless. I'm not really sure. It might be a hybrid. But, Bill,
Yep.
I've got an email here. We get lots of emails come into our studio, of course, and we love all the feedback from everyone, including this man, Xavier, from Bulleen.
Oh.
He goes, Jim, I missed the fat and skinny song from earlier this week. Is there any chance you can replay it?
No.
And then he says, and maybe dig up the Golden Flower song from back in the day.
Surely
Bill,
not.
It's my personal favourite, says Xavier.
No, Xavier.
Well, Bill, what we can do for Zav is before we play him the one from earlier in the week, because that was
terrible.
Well, it had to be heard to be believed. like all of these, I had actually forgotten about the whole rebadging of Golden Flower.
Now, Jim, Bill, it wasn't called Golden Flower when we picked it up,
no,
was it?
No, it wasn't. We rebadged them.
Just why do we call it?
Just to give them a little sizzle in the marketplace. Yeah. They're from down the peninsula from memory.
They were.
And a mum and daughter team.
That's it, Jim.
Roxy and... Anyway, Zav wants to hear the song again, so enjoy.
If you're in need of flowers and you live near Rye, see Ashley and Roxy. They've got the lot and they're smoking hot. Call Golden Flower. Golden Flower. If you're in need of flowers, see Ashley and Roxanne in Mornington. Ashley is smoking hot, and so is Mum Roxanne.
Oh, oh, Jim. Ashley is smoking hot, and so is Mum Roxanne.
Oh, come on.
Jim, do we ever meet them?
I don't know. I don't know where this stuff came from. Anyway, so, Bill, we had to wind up the agency. I think maybe because... started to work a little blue.
I think we got a couple of letters, Jim.
Oh, we did.
We had to, HR had to look over.
We weren't sort of upholding industry standards.
That's it, Jim.
So, Bill, we gave the...
Golden flowers, Jim.
Bill. Thank you, Bill.
Oh, Jim.
So, anyway, idiot.
So, play on words.
Thank you, Bill. So, Xavier, of course, sent us in this from Bulleen. Yeah, I missed the one from earlier in the week. Of course, we rebadged an amazing driving school from out Broadmeadows way. And we're doing all this, Bill, because the second business that we're going to work over is next Wednesday.
Oh,
thanks to the Citroen Berlingo.
I tell you what, it's a bloody hard.
No, you must find it very hard.
Putting together the jingle and the answering machine.
That's it, and the rebadging.
Oh, Jim.
Given that you do absolutely none of it, you must find it very difficult. Anyway, this was the one from earlier in the week.
You gotta learn the basics, baby. And I will teach your brat properly from the start. Thank someone when they let you in. It can't be that f***ing hard. Get out of the right-hand lane when you're not overtaking. Learn how to drive right now, baby, right now. Not like a selfish ass, 10k's lower than the speed limit. I'll teach you parallel parking right now. And how to dodge speed cameras on obviously parked SUVs. I like hearing my name mentioned in my own song. I'm called Steve and we're called Steve's cool. It's a play on words, even driving school. It's my business, I'll do whatever the f*** I like.
Oh, no.
Jim.
Oh, look at Madge. He can't believe it.
All I can see is the teeth, Jim. Look at he's chuckling away there.
That is appalling.
I know I was no good. You're not far behind me, Jim. You reckon you got rhythm and
Bill,
beat.
You drag me down. That's what happens. You drag me down. All right, we need to get... Whoa, here it is.
Oh, that's hanging.
Oh, no. Magic Door next on the Rush Hour. Oh, he's here, Bill, my man.
Yes.
My man, Mad Jack Dore, and I'll tell you why he's my man, because it's like looking in the mirror. He's just a little bit taller. That's the only difference. Otherwise, the two rigs, Madge, fair to say, are almost identical.
Yeah, quite the resemblance there.
Exactly right, man. Good to see you, and great to see you back in, especially after only one game for Werribee. You must be pumped with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I think last time I played was round two against Geelong, and it's been a while since I played AFL footy, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
What, just the one game, Madge? You're going that well, are you? That just the one game at Werribee and they say straight in?
No. I played a few games at Werribee. I'm just trying to build my game time up and I think I'm ready.
Hey, I see you've a few quotes here saying it's time. Brad Scott's been very good to me at time now that I pay back. Is that right? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, I mean that's what I want to do for the footy club. I've been lucky enough to get a 3-year contract at the end of last year, and you know, I've been injured for majority of the year. Injuries are good, body's feeling good. I think it's time that I come in and do my job for the team.
And you were lucky enough to come into a footy club that was bloody well led at the time, Madge, wasn't it? So you're able to transition into a place where you had good people at the top office, and you know, things were good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone like JB, you know, paved the way for all the players.
Hey, your last game before the one you're talking about last year, you kicked 4 goals in a losing final. Did that must have given you a lot of confidence, I reckon. Adelaide Oval, wasn't a great day for the club, but for you, it was probably a game where you must have left that game thinking, right, I'm at the level.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bittersweet feeling that night, you know, playing my first final and performing well, but at the same time, the older boys finished up, so it wasn't the desired outcome. Wasn't the way that we wanted them to go out. But I suppose what it did for me, I just took my opportunity and, yeah.
Well, and it's good that you're back, because no one attached to North Melbourne was happy with what we served up last week or the back half of the game against Richmond. Unshinboner-like for me, Madge, not enough heat around the contest, and we couldn't withstand the heat that St Kilda brought. So there's two things that can be fixed.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's been pretty disappointing the last couple of games that we played. We haven't played our way. We're well known for the pressure that we bring, and that was non-existent the last two games. We've worked pretty hard over the last couple of weeks of what we want to work on, and hopefully we can bring that out tomorrow night.
Hard to put a finger on all the strange injuries you've had, haven't it, Madge? You've had the eye socket, you've had the knee clean out, you've had the torn quad. Mm-hmm. It's just been, and then a rolled ankle. So it's hard to say, you know, what is it? Is it something in your body? What is it?
I don't think any AFL player prepares to get injured or anything like that. They're just things that just happen throughout the season, and I think it's tested me at times. Pretty frustrating that I couldn't get out and train. But the medical staff down there have done a fantastic job and to get me back up. It's a good thing for me and for the club. So.
Hey, when we talk about the pressure, and you're right, North Melbourne's famous for bringing enormous intensity around the footy, and as we spoke about before, that's what's been disappointing for me the last couple of weeks. But that's a big part of your game, the ability to close blokes down and be a tackling sort of force around the footy. I imagine that's what Scotty's wound you up to do this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. And those were the focus points for me last week, and that's the reason why I've come back in. It's great to kick the goals and stuff, but I think for a big man like me, provide a contest in the air once the ball hits the ground, chase and put that pressure on and, to make sure the ball stays in our forward 50.
So will you bounce up into the ruck? Because I know Benny Brown has been doing a bit of that, but probably with his knee not ideal that he's doing that. So is that going to be your role when Goldie has a spell?
Yeah, so I'll be looking to give Goldie a chop out whenever I can. And, it's another great thing that I provide for the team, that I can play up forward and then go in the ruck and do my bit for Goldie. And, yeah, so looking forward to that.
Bill, man, have a look at the size of the man. I know. Just look at him.
Well, I'll just keep going back to that mark you took, the mark of the year. What did you actually win for that? We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, Magic Man.
So I was supposed to win a car, but the AFL scrapped that. Woolworth have come in and are the new sponsor. So I got a bit of money from Woolworth and also the AFL. So it was pretty good in the end.
All right, and as we let you go, I tell you what we're going to do, because he's coming back to talk about something very serious that he's a part of. But I want to know what he's benching, Bill. I want to know what he's maxing out at, because I reckon he and I might be just about in the same ballpark.
He'll be lifting you.
Magic Moore on the Rush Hour.
Kangaroo superstar Magic Moore with us in studio.
Back in too. Massive game against the Western Bulldogs. Now, we're going to get to Mind Max and what you're doing there, which is amazing. But fair to say, Bill, when Madge first got to the club, he didn't look that much different, but was nowhere near as strong. And now, after about 6 preparations, tell us what you're benching. Maxing, not
maxing.
Reps.
I think my max is one at 160. So good program at the club that's enabled me to be
160,
really strong.
Bill.
I heard that, Jim. that is me and you.
That is exactly me and you. Bloody hell.
160. I reckon Reece Stanley might do about 165 at the Cats.
Yep, yeah, he's a big boy.
Oh, it's that is good. I used to do 110, Jim. That was me. I'd just pull up.
Anything over 100 was saw me out, I reckon.
Gee.
Now, tell us a bit about MindMax. What's this all about? The AFLPA, of course, Movember Foundation. You've got you're doing some great work. What's it to do with?
So MindMax is an app developed by the players. For AFL players. So it's pretty much to maximise well-being and work around mental resilience. I think it's a great thing for the AFL players. The pressure that we face, and at times it can be pretty hard. And I think this app is it's designed to help players deal with stress and
Speaks to Australians aged between 18 and 30, scientific research, AFL player experience on, as you say, just getting a bit more resilient. And resilient, Bill, is something that this man has had to be, because not only with your upbringing, of course, the first 10 years of your life, but then when you've got to North Melbourne, some of the challenges that you've had to face on field, but also stuff that's come over the fence, you've had to build significant resilience yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's the reason why I put my hand up, because I've done a fair bit of work in this area with our sports psychologist, and also around performance and how to be aggressive all the time, and that's an area of my game that I constantly need to be good at.
Do you reckon we're getting better at all this, Magic, with the racism and learning about this? You know, we read the front page today and Travis Cloke has to take a break. And we don't see this as supporters and commentators, mate. And I don't think we see the pressure also that are on you guys.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we're really improving as an industry. The AFL is really is a leader in this area.
Yep.
And I think... what has to change is the conversation that we have. You need to be able to grow some courage and be able to speak to your friends and family. If you're struggling, you got to speak up about it, because there's no point holding it in and dealing with it by yourself, because you can offload to people, the better it is.
And Bill, you've got a few family members to speak to.
How many family members, Magic?
One of nine. So.
Nine.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know all? I shouldn't. Yeah, but do you know all the Sudanese boys? Do you know this Mangok Mattering that might get picked up over in the NBA?
Yeah, I know him. When he first come out to Australia, we used to go to Saturday school together. So he's over at Louisville, and there's another Sudanese kid. His name is Dengadal, so hopefully they get picked up, if not end up on a pre-season roster.
Jeez. And Alia Alia, playing very well, in and out a bit with the similar issues you've had injury-wise, but geez, he can play footy.
Yeah, he's impressive, isn't he, off the half-back? It's great for the AFL that there are more Sudanese, playing AFL footy. It's good for people like me and people from my community that there's a representation of us, and kids can see that.
Bill,
but good for us too, because we don't understand, mate. We've luckily grown up here in Australia, and we got no idea the troubles that you guys, especially you and your family, have been through. So I reckon it opens our eyes too, Jimmy, doesn't it?
No doubt about it. And I'll tell you this, when you go to any of the family days, any of the clinics, Bill, anything that North Melbourne ever do, the lineup of kids wanting to speak to Madge and get his is 10 to 1. It's nuts. So you've been a great ambassador, not only for your family, but also for our footy club. We absolutely love it. But all of that, I'm just going to park to one side here for a second, Madge.
Yes, Jim.
For Christ's sake, sort it out on the weekend, will you, please? I can't be copping this bloody getting beaten. Blokes putting SH1T on me in the street. Will you personally sort that out?
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely turn it around. That's a focus for this weekend. I mean, the Doggies will come out. They're in a similar position as us, but... we've worked pretty hard during the week, and we know what we need to do, to play good footy. We've shown at stages this year that we can beat some top sides. So,
come on, Bill.
The soup kitchen, they call you.
Yes, now you come on, let's go.
Now, Magic, is this true? They call you the soup kitchen.
Who told you that?
I bumped into a Leah down here in Sydney. What's the soup kitchen all about?
Oh, you know, I've had a couple of dates, and you know, I'm known to be good in the kitchen, so there's nothing wrong with cooking your dates and food.
what is your dish? What is your signature dish there, Madge?
A bit of everything, to be honest. I can't put a hand on one thing, but someone's definitely stitched me up.
All right. What else you got, Bill?
Well, I hear, speaking of relationships, I hear he's in a long-distance relationship, Jim. He's in a long, really? Long-distance relationship. Is that right, Madge?
No, that's not true.
Madge. Look at him. You can see those teeth from Sydney.
I can see the chompers. Look at him.
Nah, chompers.
He's only met her once or twice too, Jim. Oh, hello. But,
Jeez, gets good mail, Bill.
Also, you're not related to Ben Brown. You couldn't be further apart, you two.
Oh, someone's definitely provided some good goss. Nah. I mean, you know, my hair goes a bit brown in the summer, so the boys call me... They think I'm a redhead, so me and Brown are twins.
Oh, mate, and apparently Jimmy's the jokester around the club.
Yes.
And he's got jokes all the time. So I was just wondering if you had a good one for us on the rush hour, Madge.
Oh, you put me on the spot here.
Oh, no, sorry.
It's got to be clean too, of course, because we're going out to millions of people.
Oh, God. Oh, geez. Where do I start? Billy, one, you provide me with one. I haven't heard one.
While you're thinking of one, I'll just go back over mine. Max, by the way, it's an app developed by the AFLPA and Movember Foundation to maximise users' mental well-being and resilience, Bill. A fit mind, just like a fit body, requires regular training and can always be strengthened. Yep. This is a collaboration between the AFL players. It's free and can be downloaded from the App Store. Just search Mind Max. It's a great thing. All right, have you thought about a joke while I've done all of that, Madge?
I think I should leave the funny stuff to the funny people.
Well, go on, who's
Bill.
That?
I think Billy. Billy thinks it's funny.
It's not Bill.
Tapped the missus on the shoulder the other night, Madge.
Oh, no.
And she spun around and said, it's 20 to 1. I said, I don't want the odds, Dale.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, Madge.
On that disgracefully unfunny note, Madge, great to see you. Good luck on the weekend.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.
See you, champ.
Now, what's old topics up to?
Jimmy Boy, a little bird has told me something, and what? I like this. So you can get stuffed on this one, Jimmy Boy. They tell me your horn is stuffed.
What?
The horn in your car, Jim.
Oh, I know.
It's gone. It's stuffed. And you know why? You know why it doesn't work?
Why?
Because you are the worst driver. You are so impatient. You do is sit on your horn all day.
If Bull's Heads knew how to drive, then I wouldn't need to use a horn.
But don't sit on it all day. And now that you've used it too much, it doesn't work anymore. Is this true? Jim?
You're right.
Jim? Oh!
Bill, it stopped working.
How does it stop working?
I don't know. It just stopped working.
So you got no horn.
Oh, there was the reason I found out was there was
a
green
it.
Light, Bill. Yes. And this person's just sitting there not moving. I'm second back.
Oh, yeah.
So I've given it the go. I allowed a couple of seconds.
No,
and then
you
they're still sitting there and I'm like, right, you're gonna have some. And I'm giving it, I'm punching into me bloody steering wheel, Bill, and there was no I can't believe it doesn't work.
Impatient one, he would have given it 1 second. Now, Jim, you've got to be better than that because you are very, very impatient. Tell us the next bit of the story. What happened?
Well, I went to get it serviced, the car.
Yes.
And I said, while it's in there, fix me horn, will you? It's buggered. And the bloke from the place where this car was being serviced rang me and said, look, I probably need to tell you this before, you know, because it's just a standard service.
Yeah.
He goes, on top of the normal standard service fee, it's going to cost you...
How much? How much, Jim?
$870. Fix your horn.
Sucked in. $870 bucks for all.
That can't be right.
Sucked in, Jim.
That can't be right.
Oh, I love that.
$870 to fix the horn.
For a new horn. Jeez, want to be a big horn.
Bloody oath it would.
Oh, Jim.
I still can't believe that.
Hence 133353.
Hence.
Small things that cost a lot. I actually haven't spoken.
That can't be your question, surely to God.
Well, Jim, can you just polish it up a bit? What should it be? Small things that cost a lot, like Jimmy's horn, it cost $870.
Tiny little things that you think, well, that won't cost much to fix, and then suddenly you get a $900.
I'll give you one, Jim.
I still can't believe it's $900.
I tell you, small things that cost a lot.
Yes.
Anything to do with teeth.
Oh, yes.
Now, Jim, I had a root canal the other day.
Thank you, Bill. Can you be any more obvious? No, I mean, seriously. Fair dinkum.
Jim, I had a root canal.
You are a fool's head.
Mate, and I got the invoice. I thought I'd bought a new car for my dentist. I thought I was buying a new car. Aaron, my dentist, he's lovely, but fair dinkum, Ezra. It was unbelievable, Jim. Anything you have to do with your chompers, it costs you a bloody fortune.
Well, there's an example of what we're talking about. Something, a small thing that you think, well, that won't cost much, and then you get the bill, you think, hang on a minute, I'm having someone's having a lend to me here.
Yes,
$900 to fix a horn in my car.
Sucked in.
I just cannot believe I've taken my car in to be serviced. The horn's broken. I say, we'll fix that up while it's in here.
How
Mike
much?
Rings me and says $870.
$870,
Bill. It cannot be that much.
Oh,
mate. And I need my horn. Don't worry about that for a second. Simon's in Forest Hill. We're asking the question, something you thought, well, that won't cost very much, and then suddenly you realise it's going to cost you a fortune. Simon's in Forest Hill, Bill.
Yeah, g'day, JB, Billy. How are you?
Okay, Simon.
Yeah, mate, my wife went in to get her wedding ring resized. It was a little bit hard to put on and off, and I thought, oh, it'll be a couple hundred bucks. $1,200 later, the only thing that's consistent from the old ring is the diamond.
$1,200?
For the old ring resized. Gee, wowee, that's a lot, Jim.
That $1,200?
Yep.
Stay on there, Simon. I like it. Ashley's in Roeville. Ash?
Hi. Car key replacements.
What'd that cost you?
$670.
What, are you driving a Ferrari?
Yes.
No, basic Mazda, and it was blank, and they said, oh, you just need to go down to Mr. Minute and get it cut and programmed.
What?
Oh. So you've lost your car. You lost your car key, and they give you a blank key, do they?
Yeah, I snapped it, and they gave me the clicker with, like, the buttons unlocked, but the actual key bit had to be cut, and the immobilizer had to be programmed somewhere else.
$600.
Jeez, Ash.
Crikey, stay too there. Much. Righto, Ben's in Yarra Junction, Bill.
Hey, Benny boy.
G'day, Billy, JB. How are you?
Hey, mate.
Good. What happened?
My four-year-old daughter said she had a sore tooth.
Yep.
So I took her to the dentist, oh, 150 maybe.
Yeah.
She got four sore teeth, $4,800 has cost me.
$4,800.
She's got to get four crowns done. She's got to go under general anaesthetic. The poor little thing's only four.
Mate, I wouldn't worry about it. Just let it go, mate. They'll grow out or something. They'll fall out.
Yeah, but they've got to protect the other ones or some rubbish. So we get it done.
I'd go a second opinion there, I reckon.
That is a second opinion, Bill.
You already got the second opinion, Bill, you idiot.
Well you got that, Bill.
Well, pull them out yourself. Pull them out yourself or something.
Stay there, Benny. That's a lot of money. Declan's in Mount Martha. Hello, Declan.
How you going, mate?
All right, give us an example of something you thought was going to cost you bugger all, ended up costing you a fortune.
Put the old Subaru in for a service that needed a new bulb in the right side.
Yep.
$275.
Well, the headlight?
The little bulb about as big as my thumb.
Hey, Declan, you need to get the Narvas. We've been advertising them on Triple M. They don't cost anywhere near that much.
Well, I need to make some inquiries, don't I? Shocking.
Hey, it is a lot of money, that.
Hey, Jim, you're spot on. And they're the best lights in the business and the brightest. Narva,
that's
you're
it.
Spot on.
Just take them to your mechanic and say, I want them switched over to Narva. Jeez. Won't cost you anywhere near that much.
No.
Dave's in Yarraville. Hello, Dave.
Go, boys. How you doing?
Right. It's something small that you think, well, that won't cost much, but it end up costing you a fortune.
Oh, mate. Children, just in general, they're a pain in the ass.
Oh, no. They are expensive.
How many you got?
Oh, just one, mate. That's enough.
Well, times that by four.
Yeah, so I feel sorry for you, mate.
Oh, don't worry.
And Jim.
We went through IVF. That cost us $60,000.
Oh, I was going to say, that is bloody expensive. But you got a great result out of it, Dave.
Yeah, pain in the ass child.
$60,000 the IVF, Dave. Jeez.
Went to buy her looking for a Lego set and on eBay, thinking, oh, sweet, I'll pick up some secondhand Lego.
Yeah.
It's more expensive than the bloody new stuff.
Well, you know what you are, Dave. I think I'm finding out you're a tight ass.
You're probably right.
Stay there, Dave. Andrew's in Churnside. Now, Andrew, we're asking about small things that you don't think are going to cost you much and end up costing you a fortune.
Missing some unimportant date that you've had with the missus over the years.
Oh, like an anniversary?
Anniversary or, the first time you took her to some bar or out somewhere for dinner or something.
Yep. Didn't think it was going to cost you much?
It ends up costing another dinner out or some sort of jewellery or something like that.
That's it, Bill. How much money...
Listen to Drewy.
How much money do we spend digging ourselves out of the brown stuff? Seriously.
Well,
you don't care, Bill. Yeah. When you end up in enough trouble, you just go, whatever it costs to get
whatever
me out of it.
To shut her
up. No, Bill. No.
To keep her happy.
To get you out of where you've landed yourself. Yeah. That's what it is.
I'll tell you what else, Jim. I'll tell you what else costs you. Bloody pets.
Yes, they do.
Oh, cats. No, we had a cat with a bung eye, Jim. It was going to cost, I reckon,
$500. Oh, I hate cats. I hate
and you
cats.
Know, you know what the vet said? It cost you $500, or we got a needle here for $75.
Oh.
So we took this $75.
Low Jim. Down cat. All right, so Bill.
And no more cat.
Who are you giving? Who are you? I'll tell you, we can't allow him to travel.
Trim, that's what happened. At $75 and no more cat.
All right. Now, old Sydney economy Brownless, what do you got from a joke point of view?
Well, I've got a sponsor first.
Right,
in the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Ringwood Master, your specialist BT50 youth centre.
All right, come on.
Jimmy boy, I've got a question and a joke.
Oh, no.
A question first to you, Jim.
Yes.
What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws, Jim?
What?
Outlaws are wanted.
Oh, no.
There's a nice little start tonight, isn't there?
No.
Hey?
No.
Now, Jim, you won't believe this, but I bought some shoes from a drug dealer.
Oh, no.
I don't know what he laced them with, Jim, but I've been tripping all day.
Oh, no. Look at Leroy.
Oh, Leroy.
Look at the old Tassie Bogan. He's persisting himself.
I don't know what I laced them with.
Thank you, Bill. We heard the first time the punchline.
I've been tripping all day.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Bill, we'll leave you in Sydney, old economy.
Yeah, economy, and then I'll be doing a bit of work here tonight, Jim. Don't worry about
that. Oh, will you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Might see how I go later on.
Oh. Yeah. Turn him off.
Bit of golden pink flowers.
Pussy. Oh, golden flowers.
Golden flowers. And you live near Rye. Here we go. Ashley and Roxy.
They've got the lot and they're smoking hot. Oh, golden flower.
Yes.
Golden flower.
If you're in need of flowers, see Ashley and Roxanne in
Mornington.
Ashley is smoking hot and so is Mum Roxanne.
Triple M's Rush Hour podcast for Motorsport Wheels and Tyres, Australia's largest range of wheel and tyres at two great locations, Mount Derrimut Road, Derrimut, and South Gippsland Highway, Dandenong South, or online at mswt.com.au.